Sir, you have the floor.
سيد الرئيس، أود وفد بلادي أن يتقدم لكم بالتهنئة على انتخابكم رئيسا لمؤتمر الدول الأطراف.
I should like to we should like to convey our congratulations to you for having taken on the post of chairman of the conference. We support your efforts in the management and conduct of this event. We support also the support of the ISU for having facilitated the convening of this meeting. We call for ongoing support for the ISU in the discharge of its duties. We should also like to commend Lebanon and Afghanistan for their accession to the convention. We should like to also express our support for Venezuela's statement on behalf of the NAM. Mr. Chairman, the dastardly effects of conventional weapons, as dangerous, in fact, as WMDs, has increased the intensity of regional conflicts and international conflicts around the world. The gravity of these weapons increase as they're used by terrorist organizations in their terrorist acts. We hope that this conference can attain constructive outcome and a positive outcome so as to allow the international community to tackle these threats through information exchange and know-how exchange between and among all members of the convention. Attacks undertaken by ISIS in 2014, occupying many main cities, and their criminal practices in the occupied regions have increased the surface of areas polluted by ERW. Our armed forces have been victorious in expelling this criminal gang, freeing the region under its control. Our government has moved towards reconstruction of these cities that were destroyed by ISIS. However, the clearing of mines and booby traps and other explosive devices, as well as ERWs, is an enormous task, and it is essential if we are to return life to normal for the citizens, allowing for a restoration of stability as well. Mr. Chairman, the conflict with ISIS created, again, a large surface of land polluted with ERWs. These regions will continue as the entirety of territory is regained. The contamination of IEDs, and given the great number of anti-personnel mines, the Iraqi Mine Clearance Department has established standards to tackle the clearing of IEDs, working with the Ministry of the Interior and Defense, cooperating also with UNMAS. This plan has been updated regularly with the demining with service. The Mine Clearance Office is working to respond quickly to the liberated areas. There is also a national strategic plan over 5 years aimed at reducing the dangers and allowing for the safe return of the displaced to their stable lives. Iraq can provide information on the clearing of IEDs, the idea being to establish a guide on how to undertake these tasks. Mr. Chairman, you might agree with us that these difficulties and these challenges hinder Iraq's ability to meet its convention obligations without sustained economic cooperation. The lack of financial resources and the lack of technology and equipment that is conducive to these efforts have an effect on our operations. We would like to thank all of those countries that have provided technical assistance and financial support. We should also like to thank en masse and the United States of America, the European Union, Norway, Denmark, Japan, Germany, Australia, Netherlands, France, and Canada. We wish to thank them for their cooperation. It has been an ongoing cooperation. They have supported the Iraqi program, including the reconstruction of infrastructure in freed and liberated areas. We call upon countries and organizations to continue to provide the support and to coordinate with the government of Iraq and the competent authorities so that we can ensure that the support reaches the beneficiaries and to ensure that we attain our goals. Mr. Chairman, we hail the Security Council adoption of Resolution 2165 in June of this year. It addresses mine clearance. We also support the adoption of the first convention of the General Assembly on IEDs in Iraq. Iraq was one of the sponsors of that decision. We also hail the efforts deployed by Ambassador Deepsin and the GGE. We are hoping for the universalization of the convention with the accession of all countries to this important humanitarian instrument. We would like to reiterate our willingness to cooperate with you in order to ensure that the conference be crowned with success.